Brother Ken come up and we'll take a prayer request. And 2 Peter chapter 2, the Apostle Peter writing, and we went through this Sunday night some. We covered some of this Sunday night, so, but it's good reading, real good, good stuff. And thank God for the Bible, amen. Thank God we've got the Bible keep you on course. You don't go by tradition. You don't go by some tradition is good. We have traditions in America. We have some tradition. Some tradition is not bad. It's not real bad. But the Bible warns you not to go by a tradition, or and it'll rob you. And if you stay by the Word of God instead of tradition, you're better off. And the Bible says this in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. It says, "For there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately shall come in and bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction." And we've seen that. You see guys like Jim Jones and people getting up saying and saying, "Follow me, I'm the guy, or whatever. David Koresh out there in Texas. And they all get off. They said, "Well, they were reading the Bible." No, David Koresh, Jim Jones, all of them would tell people, "Take your Bible, throw it on the floor. Don't you listen to the Bible, you listen to me." Right. And whenever you get a religion, a man starts telling you, "Listen to me," and not the Word of God, you better look out. Yeah. Or trying to twist the Word of God, take a scripture and try to twist it. And the Bible is a self-interpreter. You don't have to interpret it, it'll self-interpret itself. Now, this verse right here we just read, is not you can't say much more about it. It says, "And there were false prophets also among the people." And there was, you read all the way through the Old Testament, you find false prophets, and even in Ahab and Jehoshaphat, getting ready to go to war, and Jezebel had prophets, the Bible says, of the grove, had 850, and they were all prophesying falsely. And then finally, Jehoshaphat, sitting on the platform as a king, he said, "Don't you have a man of God here, somebody? Don't you have somebody?" It was 850 of them prophesying, saying they're going to win and all that stuff. He said, "Don't you?" He could spot the real thing. If you're a Christian and been reading your Bible, you can spot a falsehood. You can spot a phony. If somebody's telling the truth and they're preaching the truth, you can spot it. One thing, how you know it, sometimes it'll rub you the wrong way. The Word of God always rubs you the wrong way. But when a guy's preaching the truth and he's telling the truth, it rings right in your ears. Like, for instance, I'll give you this. Salvation is not in a religion. Amen? Salvation is not in a man. It's not in a certain church. It's just in Jesus Christ, the one to love you and die for you. Religion is what people are fighting each other about, killing each other over. And in Islam, Islam's looking for a Messiah. The Jews are looking for a Messiah. We're looking for the Messiah to come. The whole world's looking for somebody to come. The atheists, they're not looking for anybody but their own brain. And everybody's looking for this Messiah, and he's going to, Messiah, we know the Messiah, when he comes, our Savior, he's going to take us out of here. But when the Messiah for the world comes, which is going to be the Antichrist, and everybody's going to believe that's the one. And Jesus Christ shows up, he was born in a barn, born among animals, and then worked with his own hands, was poor all his life, and cared for people and helped people and loved people. And the world says, "Kill him! Kill him! What evil did he do? Kill him!" And the world always is that way. They're always wrong. The majority is always wrong. Majority is always wrong. And the majority wants it the way they want it. They want the world and all that stuff. And the Bible says, "There were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who shall privately bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways," that's it, causing injury. And it says, "by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of." The truth has always been evil spoken of. When Jesus Christ on the earth, all they could say was he was a fornicator, he was this, he was that. They called him all kinds of names. They said all kinds of stuff. And he was the Son of God. He was God in the flesh. And all they did was say bad things about him. And here, the religions of this world, man, everybody talks good about them. I'm always talking about good about it. And when you show people how to get saved, if you're sitting here tonight and you're not saved, and if somebody takes a Bible and show you how to be saved, And they'll say, hey, here's what Jesus said. He's the only one love you enough to die for you. He's the only one ever died for you. Buddha never died for you. Muhammad never died for you. No religion ever died for you. The Pope never died for you. None of the people ever died for you. No preacher ever died for you. And Jesus Christ, you say, he loved you enough to die for you. That's why a woman wants a man wanting to get married, willing to die for. And Jesus Christ is willing to die for you. And he did die for you. And you turn your back on that, God have mercy on you. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth, I looked that one up, man, that was a tough one, shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness they shall with framed words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Now this is Simon Peter writing this. For if God spare not the angels that sin, but cast them down to hell and deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved on the judgment. Now, we got into this thing last night at the house talking about these angels in chains. And you say, what are those angels in chains? One of the brothers brought it up at the house last night, and I said, they got to be the ones that fell that in Genesis 6 that messed with the women. They got to be one of them. Because you say, in Revelation, go to Revelation 12. You say, can angels mess with women? They sure did. They're called the sons of God. Revelation 12. There's a war in heaven, and it says in verse 7, there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, against the dragon, and the dragon fought with his angels. So the dragon's got his angels, and Michael's got his angels. But these angels back here, God put them in chains. They're in hell in chains. Why? These guys are free. Say, well, he broke them out. He broke them out of hell. No. These guys are in chains. It says, look what it says back in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, they had to sin with man. It says, but cast them down to hell, deliver them into chains of darkness to be reserved on the judgment. So these guys here, whoever they are, they messed with the women back in Genesis 6. They're fallen angels, they mess with the women. And these things, whether they are, they produce children. Say, are angels, are they neuter? No, they're not neuter. They're not neutered. They're male. They're male. Whenever an angel shows up in the Bible, it's always a male. Always a male. They're males. And so these guys, whoever they are, they were put in chains and they produce children. They produce children. That's in Genesis 6. You know, all these Wi-Fi, you know, things, movies they got out and all that stuff. We was talking about all that last night. I said, sci-fi. Huh? Sci-fi. Well, I said Wi-Fi. Yeah, Wi-Fi, sci-fi, whatever. And I said, when I was a kid, I remember watching, how many of y'all have ever seen that movie, The Day the Earth Stood Still? Y'all ever seen that? That thing is exactly like what the Bible says about the Antichrist coming. And I remember as a kid sitting there watching that, as a young kid, I told brother last night, I told Jay, I said, man, it scared me half to death. And I'm watching that thing, what was it? It was a UFO that landed in Washington, D.C. And this UFO lands out, and this thing comes out, and it's like a beast. He doesn't kill nobody, but he burns all the weapons out of all the military hands. Burns all the weapons out of all their hands, and all the tanks melt down and everything. And then finally, after they couldn't penetrate him, this guy walks out and he says, peace. And he comes out and he gets shot. He comes to see the scientists of the world so they can bring the world under this. He tells this lady, he says, if this doesn't happen, I got to destroy the world. I remember as a kid watching that. And there was a little boy involved in the thing. And then he tells the military, find out where he's at, because he gets out of the UFO and lives among the people. And he goes out, and the military found out where he was at, so they go after him. He's in a taxi, and he tells the woman, go back to the ship. If I get killed, go back to the ship and tell that beast, but he called him another name. He said, give him some words, and he said, that way, if he don't, he's going to destroy the world. And she goes and tells this thing, and the guy gets shot, and he's laying in a cell, in an armored cell, and this beast comes after him, takes him out of there, takes him back to the ship, and he revives. If you know your Bible, that's what the Antichrist is going to do. He's going to be wounded on to death, and he's going to be revived. And that thing, man, I remember as a kid watching that thing going, oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord. And then he comes back, and he's back in the spaceship, and he tells them, so if y'all don't get it together, I'm going to wipe this whole thing out. United Nations. And you say, but in Genesis 6, that's just a movie, but the Bible in Genesis 6, the sons of God, when God destroyed the world with Noah, look what it says in the next verse, what it's talking about Noah. Look at the next verse. And he spared not the old world, but saved Noah and the eighth person, the preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. So God's going to bring, he brought a flood. The next time he says, I'm going to bring fire. Why fire? Because fire is going to devour everything. Amen. It says, turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. I've said this 100 times, we didn't hear about the homosexual vote until 10 years ago. That's right. When they all came out of a closet. Now everybody's concerned about their vote. So he says Sodom and Gomorrah, he gives you Sodom and Gomorrah. He said they were an example. He was an example. If people don't think that we're getting close, man, to the Lord coming back, they're crazy. They're just got their head stuck in the sand. They're reading love stories or something.
That's right.
And they're not reading the Word of God, because the whole plan, the Lord's plan, was his son came and died for the whole creation. And the Bible says in Romans 8, the whole creation groaneth and travaileth for the sons of God to be manifested. And if a person thinks, oh, Lord ain't coming back, he ain't coming back, that's a bunch of fairy tale, that bunch of hogwash, that's a bunch of crazy. And then the world's going crazy now in front of everybody, and they're going, what's going on? What's happening? It's going to get worse. But in evolution, they teach, it's getting better. We're all getting better, aren't we? Woohoo! We're getting better. You say, oh, you're depressive. No, I'm not. That's real, man. That's being realist. Turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes and condemning them with an overthrow, making them an example and samples unto those that should after live ungodly. And deliver just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. That's where we get troubled. We always dealing with the filthy conversations. Always dealing with that. Man, people always talking filthy. Women are talking worse than men sometime now. And you got all the filthiness on everywhere you turn, there's filthiness. And you try to shield your kid to keep your children as innocent as you possibly can. But the filthiness is there. It's there everywhere. And it says, for that righteous man, look what it says. That's us, basically us. That righteous man dwelling among them. Battery went dead. Yeah, it's going dead. We all have come from a bad background. And I don't think there's a person in here that hadn't had some kind of bad background. And my wife and I go down the road, we talk about, man, the background we came from and how good God's been to us. My Lord, we deserve to be in hell with our back broken, our eyes scratched out. And God allowed our children to be in church, our grandchildren. We just ride down the road going, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And how good God is to us. Because we all come from that. There is no purity in here. No pure person. If you think you're pure, God, have mercy. We all got that, man. The Bible says a child is born into trouble as the sparks fly upward. And we're all born with lying tongues and all that stuff. And you all see at the school, and something how the school shootings and all that stuff going on, kids killing kids, and they're watching video games and thinking everything, you know, just going through all that. You say, well, you're trying to depress me? I'm already depressed. No, I'm not trying to depress you. I'm just saying that you just got to pray, man, pray and ask God to help. God, watch over my children. God, watch over my family. God, help us to love you. And because of why? This world steal your love.
That's right, man.
It'll steal it. Because of the things this world just is. But if you get your eyes open, when I got saved, I was already out in the world. I already done all this stuff, man. I already been in drugs and drinking and jail and prison, all that stuff. I've been in all that stuff. I said, man, I seen what was out there. And when I got my eyes open, I said, I don't want that. Amen. And you got most Christian kids trying to get to that. They're trying to get there. And I said, man, there's got to be something better. There's got to be. And thank God we found there was something better. And you can live godly in Christ Jesus. It can be done. It says, deliver just a lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. And Christian kids and us adults as well, you got to be careful about that filthy stuff coming up and you're seeing that. Some things you just can't help it. You'd be riding down the road and it just, boom, it's there. But you don't have to sit there and listen to it. You don't have to be around it. You don't have to hang with it. You don't have to do that. And they're going to get enough of it out there in the world. Don't worry. Working in the world, working around people that are lost, you're going to hear enough of it. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff. It says, for the righteous man dwelling among them, seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul. You wonder what happens to us? You get around it, and you start seeing it, and you hear it. And before long, if you just think, well, if you don't open your mouth and say, I'm just going to hang around, I ain't going to let nobody know I'm a Christian. I'm just going to be there and be their friend. I'm going to win them by just being their friend. You ain't going to win them that way. You got to open your mouth and say something. I was on the roof with guys, and they were cussing, doing all that stuff. At lunchtime, I wouldn't even sit with them. I'd go sit over here, and I'd read my Bible. And they said, oh, you holy Joe, you think you're better than everybody else? No, I just don't want to be around you. I just don't want to be around that mess. And you guys, if you hang, you always say the kids, they pick up whoever they're around. And that's what happens. Kids will pick it up. So it's nothing wrong with trying to shield your kids and trying to keep them, but there's nothing wrong with that at all. For the righteous man dwelling among them and seeing and hearing vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their unlawful deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise governments. That's what we're seeing everywhere. Despise government. Presumptuous are they. Self-willed. They are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Whereas angels, which are greater in power and might, bring not railing accusation against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts make to be taken and destroyed, speaketh evil of things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. And brothers and sisters, I tell you this, I've seen it over and over and over again. Out there, my families and my loved ones and all that, I've seen that. I've seen it happen where they destroy themselves. I've seen it over and over again. And it says, they shall receive the reward of unrighteousness. Like the old law, the law of sowing and reaping is still there. You're going to reap what you sow. And I've seen people that raised their kids. They say, I'm going to raise my kids. I thank God I got saved because I was going to raise my kids like, you know, a bunch of animals. And they would have been, my kids probably been dead, drug overdose and shooting and all kinds of other stuff. It says natural brute beast may be taken and destroyed. Speak evil of things they understand not. And you ought to thank God that the Lord's given you something, some truth. Thank God the Lord's given you a place where you can hear truth and you have a home, that you got a mom and dad, and you got a shelter where you can go to. My house is my shelter. And I don't want all that stuff in my house. Amen. Christmas time, we didn't have fighting. I was talking to somebody the other day, they said we couldn't get together because so-and-so was fighting with so-and-so fighting, and they're arguing about this. We don't have all that. Don't have that. And my kids are here. My sons come down. All that. We don't have all that fighting and all that arguing, and cussing and drinking and accusing each other and all kinds of crazy stuff. Yeah, my wife and I made up my mind. We're going to try to do right. And Lord bless us for it. And he blesses those things. And not only us, but thousands and thousands of other people that made up their mind. And it says, shall receive the reward of unrighteousness as they that count it pleasure to riot in the daytime. That was me. I rioted in the daytime. Spots they are and blemishes, sporting themselves with their own deceiving while they feast with you. Boy, that's the way I used to be. Look at verse 14. Having eyes full of adultery that cannot cease from sin, beguiling unstable souls, a heart they have exercised with covetous practices, cursed children. I think we stopped there last time. on Sunday night. Curse the children. I don't want my kids cursed. I want my kids blessed. I want my grandkids blessed. I want them to say, Papa, boy, thank God you chose the right way. Mama, thank God you chose the right way. I want them to be blessed. And I don't want to be the cause of their downfall. And I know you folks don't either. You don't want that. We're going to have to stop right there. We'll stop right like we did Sunday night. We'll have to take a prayer request.